Okay, let's take 1003, please.
Mayor, did you want to take the pulled item later, 998?
Yes, if we're ready to. Are you ready to do that?
We're ready.
Okay, let's take 998 then, please.
Update procurement code to conform to new state law that delegates broader authority to the city to protect the integrity of its social equity contracting programs.
Okay, Commissioner Saltzman, you had a request here.
Thank you, Mayor.
This meeting's kind of illegal at this point.
Please, let's let him speak.
You're not allowing people
as a city, we are committed to promoting economic opportunity for women and people of color and combating the effects of historic discrimination in the contracting industry. Frustrated by the lack of enforcement at the state level, during the 2015 legislative session, the city sought authority to conduct its own enforcement in situations where prime contractors are not using the minority, women, or emerging small business subcontractors that they presented they would be using when they were awarded the contract. So with the expert guidance of our government relations team and the leadership of Senator Michael Dembrow and Representative Lou Frederick, we were successful in changing the law which gave us the power to protect our own programs from fraud.
You guys have shut down the city, the citizens, so this is an illegal meeting at this point.
Okay, you need to let us continue.
Open the doors to the citizens?
You need to let us continue, sir. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Okay. Before us today are the changes to our procurement code that incorporate the state law revisions. These revisions will allow us to ensure that our efforts to promote economic opportunity for women and people of color are not undermined by those trying to cheat the system. I want to thank the city ombudsman, Margie Solinger, for investigating this issue, and I'd also like to thank James Posey, a member of the public, who dedicated his time to provide critical testimony to state legislators on this issue, and to Christine Moody of Procurement Services and her staff who brought these code changes to fruition. And we have Celia Heron here, I guess, from Office of Management Finance. Margie, I don't know if you wanted to say anything or... No? Okay.
Yeah, Celia Heron with OMF and Larry Palat with Procurement. We can walk you through the changes. And I'll let Larry take the lead on that.
Good morning. I'm Larry Palat from Procurement Services. Christine is on vacation this week, so otherwise you'd get a much better report. The changes are truthfully focused on the thought process of allowing the city, as the commissioner has said, the ability to enforce when we have a contractor who has made changes to their certification, something has happened, they've become decertified for any reason, and or we have a situation where there's, in essence, a pass-through from non-certified to certified firms for the sole purpose of gaining additional points or gaining dollars. So we now have the capacity to move that forward. The city has aspirational goals for...
Sorry, let me interrupt you. Mr. Walsh, you need to have a seat, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
This is an illegal meeting. You lock the doors against students.
Sir, you need to sit down.
You're afraid of your students.
No, that, sir, you need to sit down.
Bring the cops in. You got them
sir,
hidden in a
you
room.
Need to sit down. They have an issue with the Portland Public School District. They're actually at the wrong
they
building.
They want to come up here and talk to you.
They're actually at the wrong building, but they're free to have an exercise of democracy.
They're
welcome to talk to me.
To talk to you.
Sir,
and
go have a seat.
Them out.
Sir, you are being disruptive. Sir, you're being disruptive. You need to sit down or you'll be excluded.
You, are a bum.
You need to sit
a
down
bum.
Or be excluded.
That's what you are.
Okay, now continue, please.
Sit here. I let you be a bum.
Go ahead.
Why, you're stupid.
Okay.
You punk.
Mr. Walsh, you need to sit down and be quiet now.
Shut up!
We're recessed. You're excluded.
No, I've never had this before.